Part of the fun of Purim is dressing up. Part of the fun of Purim is putting on different things you wouldn't ordinarily wear. This bow tie actually has several different modes. It's got this one. That's the exciting one. I was worried it might cause people to, I don't know, freak out a little bit. Or that one, which was a little much. My family recommended this one. It's a little more subdued, I guess, something like that. But there are other clothes that we might wear that help us recognize that Purim is here. Costumes or things that might make us comfortable, 80s gear or Minnie Mouse, all of these kind of fun things. But I want to share with you a story about a particular type of clothing. How many of you have a pair of comfy pants? Something that you put on when you relax, that you enjoy. Maybe you're wearing them now, it's possible. So my friend, Rabbi Leah Rachel Berkowitz, wrote a book called Queen Vashti's Comfy Pants. And she wrote it as a midrash, a story about a story in the Bible, filling in the gaps, she said, and imagining how different characters might have felt in the particular moments of the story. In the story that she wrote, which I'll read to you and show you the pictures of, we start with an episode from the book of Esther and imagine what might have really happened between Queen Vashti and the king. And so here is Queen Vashti's Comfy Pants by Leah Rachel Berkowitz, illustrated by Ruth Bennett. In her rumpus room, Queen Vashti sat in comfy pants and a funny hat. She played gin rummy all night long and sang her favorite silly song. And all Queen Vashti's friends were there in comfy pants and braided hair. They told Queen Vashti one by one, "We've never had quite this much fun. How quiet it is without the boys. We're tired of their constant noise. Today we're free from itchy dresses and steering clear of spills and messes." Slide. Meanwhile, there we go. On the palace lawn, the king had danced from dusk till dawn. His party had stretched on for days. His mind was in a sugared haze. And now his friends were bored and blue. They'd plumb run out of things to do. "We could play wiffle ball again," said all the king's advisors then. The king stood up and said, "I know. Let's make the queen put on a show. Queen Vashti is just down the hall. I'll send a messenger to call." So just a little after four, a knock rang out on Vashti's door. The messenger declared, "I bring an urgent message from the king." Queen Vashti must at once come down in her finest dress and royal crown and dance for all the king's good friends until his royal party ends. "Now hold it," Vashti scolded. "Freeze. Could he at least say thanks or please?" Queen Vashti found this very rude. She did not like his attitude. She told the messenger, "Please go and tell the king that I said no. And if you could, please do explain. I have my friends to entertain. I will not down my royal crown or change into a fancy gown. I am not in the mood to dance, for I am in my comfy pants." The king was shocked to hear this news. How could Queen Vashti dare refuse? This was to him a crushing blow, for no one ever told him no. The king's friends sneered and stood up straight. No king should have to sit and wait. Send word to Vashti's room and say she must come down here right away. How do you think that's going to go over? "Make Vashti's friends come sing a tune and waltz beneath the harvest moon and pour our tea and bring us sweets while we recline on velvet seats." The messenger crept down the hall. He did not like this plan at all. He gently knocked on Vashti's door and whispered what the king asked for. Queen Vashti answered, "Sir, please go and tell the king that I said no. You cannot tell me what to do. I'm royal just as much as you. These sweets are for my friends and me. It's not our job to pour your tea. We are not in the mood to dance, for we are in our comfy pants." Poor messenger. The messenger slumped down the hall and braced himself against the wall. The king began to rage and fume and marched himself to Vashti's room. He pounded down Queen Vashti's door and stomped across the marble floor. Next slide. The teacups trembled on their tray, but Vashti calmly looked away. Next slide. "You must come dance," the monarch cried. His face burned red with wounded pride. "And I demand your friends come too, or I'll make mincemeat out of you." The queen's friends stood and hollered, "No, we're happy here, and we won't go. We are not in the mood to dance, for we are in our comfy pants." The king's face twisted in a frown. "You're done here if you don't come down. Have you forgotten who I am? Your choice is simple, dance or scram." Queen Vashti said, "Then that is that," and tipped the brim of her funny hat. "You cannot tell us what to do, so king, I think we're done with you." Queen Vashti took her suitcase down. She packed her jewels and royal crown and sturdy shoes and potted plants and 7 pairs of comfy pants. She told her friends, "Please come with me. There's so much world out there to see." Her friends responded one by one, "Together we'll have so much fun." So, just a little after 8, next slide. There we go. Just a little after 8, the women stormed the palace gate. They left without a backwards glance. They left without a backwards glance to conquer the world in their comfy pants. And that is our story of Queen Vashti's comfy pants. Rabbi Berkowitz points out that when she was a little girl, she always wanted to be Queen Esther, the beautiful, brave young woman who won the king's heart and pleaded with him to save the Jewish people. But as a grown-up, she began to appreciate Queen Vashti, who stood up for herself and said no to the king's demands, even when it meant getting sent away. She asks us to consider, when do you feel more like Esther? When do you feel more like Vashti? Although in the Bible it doesn't say why Vashti refused the king, this story imagines that it was because she had her own ideas about what to wear and how to have fun. Rabbi Berkowitz asks us to consider, when have you wanted to do something different from what everyone else wanted you to do? When have you stood up for yourself? And when have you gone along with the crowd? Sometimes is it hard to be different? Sometimes is it right to be different? Those are the lessons that she asks us to remember of the story of Queen Vashti's comfy pants. Shabbat shalom, everyone.
Shabbat shalom.